Money to Burn by James Grappando, performed by Jonathan Davis. Wall Street got drunk. George W. Bush, July 2008. November 20th, 2003. Chapter 1. The warning signs were there. I just couldn't see them. My nose was in my BlackBerry, CrackBerry, except when I was talking into it. "Can you get me the numbers on Argentine debt denominated in Japanese yen?" I said. I was on with my Asia investment team leader. The cab driver glanced at me in the rearview mirror as if I were speaking Martian.
"Michael, give it a rest," said Ivy. "We're supposed to be on vacation."
Ivy and I were stuck in traffic on the busy Dolphin Expressway, having just flown in from New York. We were headed to the port of Miami for a Caribbean cruise that was luxurious by anyone's standards, all expenses paid. One of the perks of being a top young producer at Saxton Silvers, one of Wall Street's premier investment banking firms. "This is the last phone call, I promise." She knew I was lying, and I knew she really didn't mind. More than any woman I'd ever dated, Ivy Layton understood my world. We'd met when she was a trader at Plautus Investments, a multi-billion dollar hedge fund, with offices in Manhattan and, where else, Greenwich. It was also Saxton Silver's biggest prime brokerage client.